The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 125, Calamity.
What do you want with us?
Let's make this easier. Bring up your monitor on your open channel 1.
Go ahead, Tika.
Aye, sir. Channel 1, open central monitor.
Well, you haven't gotten any better looking. I'll ask you again. What do you want with us?
The question is, Captain, what do you want with me?
To be left alone. I've got a business to run, and you're not making it very easy.
Then I suppose I'm in your business right now. Why have you been following me?
Following you? What makes you think I'm following you? We just happen to be going in the same direction, that's all.
I'm only going to ask you one more time. Why are you following me?
Think about it. Why would I follow you in an unarmed commercial freighter when you're in a galactic battlecruiser? That'd be suicide.
You may be unarmed, but this wouldn't be the first time the belly of your ship was loaded with space marines and a bat.
You have penetrating radar in your ship. Use it.
I am. It appears you are telling the truth.
Now, why would I lie?
I can think of a million reasons why.
A million? Oh, you're talking about the bounty on your head. Well, if that's the case, like I said before, I wouldn't come after a galactic cruiser and a cargo barge with no crew.
That was my next question. Our infrared scan shows only two souls on board. Why are you making a deep space voyage with just you and your pilot?
Because we're picking up a crew at Titan IV. We're hoping to make some cargo runs between Titans 4 and 3. Having a local crew is a big advantage.
Either you're a fool to travel this sector unguarded, or you're lying to me.
I'm not really fond of either option. We're under protection of Federation law, which I know doesn't mean much to you. Why are you headed to Titan 4? I don't think Rage is welcomed there.
Our former leader is there. I will ensure that he doesn't leave.
Okay, I'll bite. What's Lister doing on Titan 4? He's probably the most unwelcome face in the galaxy.
He was to be tried for war crimes on Titan 3. Someone from Titan 4 helped him to escape. I believe he's going back to Titan 4 to muster whatever is left of the Old Guard.
The Old Guard?
Yes, the remnants of Rage following the defeat at Thillion.
Which reminds me, we'll be celebrating that day in a couple of our lunar cycles. Most people believe that many Rage soldiers made it to Titan IV's Western Hemisphere and assimilated into the population. We've sent Rage hunters there for years rounding up war criminals.
I intend to crush him before he can gather any support.
Well, good luck with that. Now, can I go?
I'm going to have one of my fighters escort you to Titan IV.
That's very considerate of you, given the uncertainty of safety in these parts.
He won't be there to protect you. He will be there to destroy you if the IDF shows up. We will be watching.
You heard the man, Tika. He'll be watching.
What are we going to do if Major Witt shows up?
Hope he's loaded for bear.
I remember that phrase from Galoza. I just hope he gets the bear before the bear gets us.
There she is. How was PT?
Today was hard.
Did Ruth push you too hard?
Not really. It was just a whole new set of muscles to work on. They're trying to extend my range of motion when my body isn't cooperating.
I know it's got to be tough. It's amazing that you have any range of motion as it is. I think you're doing great.
Yeah, tell that to my body. Did you get something to eat?
Yes, and it was surprisingly good. Not as good as what we can whip up on a barbecue grill, but not bad. So are they happy with your progress?
They say they are, but I'm not convinced.
Why do you say that?
Ruth never seems satisfied. You can do a little more, she'll say, as I'm straining as hard as I can. Dad, you know when I do something, it's all or nothing.
Yep, since you were a little girl. But honestly, I think it's just the nature of rehab to push the patient. From what I hear, you're doing better than expected. You'll be back to normal in no time.
Normal? You call this normal?
Katie, you know what I mean.
No, Daddy, I don't know what you mean. I'm never going to be normal again. I'm not going to look like myself, talk like myself, or even walk like myself. I'm going to be a different person.
Do you remember my 68 Camaro?
The Supersport? Of course I do. It was your baby. Why?
You remember the day that the county snowplow sideswiped it?
How could I forget? You'd have thought that it hit one of us kids.
In a way it did. I lost that car 2 weeks to the body shop. My insurance also covered a new paint job.
I remember. It was a two-tone black and red.
When I first saw it, I didn't think it was my old car. But when I climbed in and turned the key and heard those 350 horses ready to run, I was right back in my old car.
So I'm like an old car to you.
I think you know what I'm saying. You might look and sound different, but you think the same. You have the same habits, likes, and dislikes. You're still Kate Hawk, no matter what the packaging is. People will have to adjust to you just like I had to adjust to my repaired Supersport. After a while, it was like nothing had really changed.
Let's hope I can snap back like your Camaro. Have you heard anything from Pierman?
On the Von Longer case?
Yes.
I think they're getting close. We know that Stefan's partner is a Hongman with a taste for heavy metal music. There's a concert at the Power Plant Pavilion, and they're hoping he'll show.
Heavy metal, now that brings back memories.
I didn't think you were a big fan of heavy metal.
I'm not. I was just remembering how Rogers overwhelmed Wi-Fi to get his ship back. He blasted metal music so loudly that Wi-Fi couldn't concentrate, and he lost control of the Mercury.
Well, hopefully heavy metal will bring down another bad guy.
Does Max still have the lead on that case?
Yes, he and Hernandez. Nelson runs errands for them, but he's actually our lead. Stefan and his partner have already cased out the Essex site where the fake STIP signal is. Agent Todd from the feds is monitoring it. I'm sure the trap will spring soon.
The feds, right there to snatch the collar from Mac, just like they did for me and Jim.
Interesting comment. Didn't you earlier just say, Daddy, we are the feds?
I know. I have mixed feelings about the whole thing.
The main thing is that we get these guys off the streets. Hopefully, Stefan will soon be joining his grandfather in prison, and we can go about our lives.
Anything new on the IDF front?
The last thing I heard from Pierman was that Wi-Fi was headed to a planet designated Titan IV to confront Lister, who escaped prison from Titan III.
Lister seems to have a way of escaping from prisons.
True, but I don't think he'll be able to shake Wi-Fi. In the meantime, Pierman said that they are reuniting the Mercury with Major Witt to monitor the whole thing. By now, they should be en route to Titan IV.
Did you have any trouble making the arrest?
No, we were following him to see who he was going to contact, but he realized he was being tailed. I called a unit ahead of him and we managed to box him in.
Did he resist arrest?
He knew he was cornered and gave up without a fight. He's in booking right now.
What are the charges?
That's a bit tricky. We can't really charge him for aging rage. We're working on industrial espionage and the attempted bombing of a public utility. Once we get him into our penal system, we can get him into an IDF facility.
Ah, yes. That's what we did with Jeremy and Madame Wee in our Stockholm case. And with that, I guess our job here is done.
Not quite. Now comes the fun part of the job.
Ah, yes. The paperwork.
You're not going to ask me to do paperwork, are you?
No, don't worry. I'm betting that Honga is the only planet in the galaxy that doesn't require paperwork. Come on with me. This shouldn't take too long.
You three go ahead. I'll join you shortly. I need to call headquarters. I imagine they might be somewhat concerned.
Director Cage's office. How can I help you?
You can arrange my transportation home and set me up with a dinner reservation.
Tony! You gave us all such a fright. Are you all right?
You know me. Tickety-boo.
How did you ever manage to escape?
Make a note, Penny, to tell Wilson that his belt worked like a charm.
I will.
Dimitri left me long enough for me to pick the locks of the chains he was using. Soren arrived right after that, and I was able to transmit my location thanks once again to Wilson.
Let me get the director on the line. Director, I'm on the line with Agent Simon.
Tony, we were a little worried about you.
Just a little worried, Director?
Yes, well, perhaps more concerned than worried. You have been in situations more dangerous than this.
Well, I don't know whether to be flattered by your confidence or troubled by your lack of concern.
Now, Tony, you know we have the utmost confidence in you. Did you manage to get the information off the jump drive?
Detective Lowe was able to retrieve the drive when Johannesburg police arrested Dimitri. I have given them your contact information and you should be receiving transcriptions soon.
Sir, I'm downloading it now. I'll send you a copy once it's been transferred.
Thank you, Miss Pennypacker. Have you made arrangements for Agent Simon's return?
As soon as I get clearance from Detective Lowe, I'll make the arrangements. We should have the stip available for transport.
I'm sure I can wrap everything up here within a couple of hours.
It'll be good to get you back, but there is a possibility that you'll be needed back on Baldibar.
I'm just getting my earth legs back under me. What's going on now?
Pennypacker, could you please read the communications from Mr. Pierman?
Yes, sir. One moment. Here it is. Lister has escaped from Titan 3.
Escaped? After all the trouble I went through to get him there, he escaped? How?
Apparently, he had help from someone posing as a lawyer. They made their escape during the transfer from the prison to the courthouse.
Was the name Lenora ever mentioned?
It just says a female lawyer from Titan 3 was the last person seen to be with him, along with two guards.
That would be Lenora and her two henchmen. She was on the Mercury with me when I transported Lister to see Drachmar. She was a Rage sympathizer. I convinced her I was taking him to a Rage outpost.
He also writes that Wi-Fi is believed to be en route to stop Lister from gathering former Rage members living in the Western Hemisphere of Titan IV. A Bat detachment is on its way aboard the Mercury, now under the command of Captain Nate.
Given your experience in dealing with Rage and your close association with Lister, you may prove to be valuable to the IDF. Is Lister aware that you're responsible for his arrest?
I don't know for sure. Drachma was to make it look like he also arrested me and that he tricked me into bringing Lister there.
Very well. I'll have more information for you when you return.
Director, I've sent you a transcript of the jump drive's content.
Thank you, Pennypacker. Start making the arrangements for Tony's return.
Yes, sir. It's nice to hear that you were safe and well, Agent Simon.
Thank you, Penny. Hope to see you soon. Anything interesting on the drive, Director?
It's just as you suspected. There's enough inside information here to make any developer or investor rich. Good work.
The credit, of course, has to be shared with Soren and the Johannesburg Police Department, and as much as it pains me to say, Sam. Speaking of which, I need to rejoin them to complete our after-action report.
Very well. Hope to see you within the next 24 hours.
Believe me, Director, I'm looking forward to seeing all of you again.
Tika, has our status changed?
No, sir. Wi-Fi is still at a 6, and there's one fighter to our starboard side.
He's going to dog us all the way to Titan 4. We got to get a signal out to Wit. The last thing we need is for him to find a portal back and suddenly return to his ship.
That would be bad.
We need to find a way to get a message to him without alerting Wi-Fi. Even if we scramble it, he'll know we're doing something.
Anything we send, he'll pick up, unless...
Unless what?
Titan 4 is a full ILS port. They send out what's basically a tracking beam to the ILS of their active approach. The spacecraft can lock onto the beam and autopilot their entire re-entry procedure.
So, it truly is an instrument landing system. How does that help us?
Their ILS signal is only half of what is required. In atmospheric flight, we would just receive the signal and follow it. But for re-entry into the atmosphere, we need to transmit a signal. They can then determine our speed, altitude, angle of entry, etc., and totally control our re-entry and landing.
I see what you're getting at. We can transmit encrypted instructions to Major Witt at the same frequency.
And if Wi-Fi asks, we tell him we're locking into Titan IV's controlled approach.
How soon can we do that?
Generally, when we're about 10,000 standard miles out.
It's worth a try. If I remember correctly, it's SOP for a lost ship to scan all frequencies, so they should pick us up.
If they are in range. Here's the frequency.
Prepare to record my message.
Stand by. Okay, sir. 3, 2, 1.
Bat 1, this is Mercury, transmitting on 18.5. We're currently under the escort of a Rage destroyer under the command of Wi-Fi. He's also dispatched a fighter to escort us to Titan 4. Approach with extreme caution. Do not respond.
Recording ended. I'll loop this and begin broadcast when we are in range of the tracker.
Very well. Give me a 5-unit heads up.
Aye, sir.
Well, well, well. Look who got by security.
Hey, check it out. I have a visitor's badge. I'm legit.
It just doesn't look right without the shield.
It doesn't feel right either. Hey, is the cap in?
Nah, she got called up to the commish. Why? What's up?
You know I have an invested interest in the Von Lange case.
No doubt. You and Kate put his grandfather away, and I'm sure you want to see the whole thing through. Speaking of Kate, what's the latest?
I spoke to Horace earlier, and he said that she's doing well. She's in physical therapy right now. He's hoping she'll soon be transferred to Walter Reed.
Seems like Hopkins would be a good choice.
I'm sure if she needs any highly specialized care, that might be an option.
I bet she's going crazy right about now.
Yeah. She's aware of Stefan Von Lange case, and she is chomping at the bit to go get in there.
So what do you need the captain for?
Your lead on the case, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Kate worked with that Dutch guy when they were chasing down Jeremy Parks?
Yeah, Soren, wasn't it? He also worked with Captain Richards and Nelson in St. Louis.
Well, seems he's got some tight connections with Interpol. Captain Richards sent him the prints, and they ran it, and they got a hit.
Are you serious? You got a name?
This guy has more names than Mickey Rooney has wives. But I do have a photo. It's not real great.
Looks like a surveillance video shot. Not too clear, but it's better than nothing, I guess. So if Interpol's looking for this guy, the feds would be too.
Well, frankly, I'm surprised they haven't paid you a visit yet.
They're probably monitoring us. I'm kind of tired of doing their legwork.
Yeah, tell me about it. Anyway, there's more. Seems that this guy is a big metalhead.
Well, takes all kinds.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to pass on to Richards. You know, there's a concert in a few hours starting to cross the street at the power plant. It's a long shot, but maybe you and Hernandez might get lucky.
I'll run this by the captain when she gets back. Thanks, Jim.
I guess I'm officially retired. You called me Jim. Thanks, Mac.
Okay, Tika, got your message. Are we about ready to cloak our message with the instrument landing system?
On your mark, sir.
Hail Wi-Fi.
Transmit when ready.
Lord Zokar, this is the Mercury on Open Channel 1.
Go ahead, Mercury.
I just want to let you know that we're beginning our instrument approach to Titan 4.
We are monitoring you. Captain Nate, is there any particular reason you feel a need to notify me?
We'll be switching to a low-frequency navigational frequency to follow their ILS beam to the surface. We have to transmit telemetry data for re-entry. I didn't want you to be alarmed and shoot us to crawl.
We are monitoring you closely.
And we'll lose comm for a short while on re-entry into their atmosphere.
I am well aware of that too. That is why I am directing you to prepare your cargo bay to house my fighter escort. It will join you on the surface once you are in controlled atmospheric flight.
Copy that. Inform him I'll transmit on this channel when we're ready for boarding.
He is standing by.
Prepare the bay for ramp opening.
Depressurizing. Are we going to go through with this? Once we get into the atmosphere, he can't get us. We could pressurize the cargo bay and blow the fighter out when we begin re-entry. They'd burn up in the atmosphere.
I like the way you think, Tika. But he'd find us sooner or later. We'll need to deal with things once we land and figure out what Wi-Fi's plan is. Until then, we do exactly as he says.
Agent Tyler, what time is it?
Almost straight up 8 p.m. You're pretty sure that they're going to make their move tonight?
Stefan's a smart guy. I'm guessing he had the Hungen leave those prints for us to find. They were just too obvious. A trained mercenary and a mastermind like Stefan would not have done that. There was nothing else at all on that van, meaning they most likely wore gloves.
Yeah, that part bothered me too. So, he left prints, knowing that we have access to the IDF database on Hongans. He would also know that his partner was in that raid on Bolivar, and that his prints were on file when they posed to support troops.
Along with that, Hungan males are raised from childhood to fight, much like the ancient Spartans. They had no exposure to any cultural activities.
So, you're thinking the whole heavy metal addiction is something that they were able to put in his file.
I do, and there just happens to be a metal festival at the power plant, right next door to the station. Mac and Hernandez are there right now.
Well, that would work in our favor. If they do come tonight, we don't have to worry about those two cops getting involved in the collar. Everyone here tonight is IDF, and I don't think it's a matter of if anymore. Van approaching. We have a van approaching. Take your positions. Do not engage. I repeat, do not engage. Suspects are armed and dangerous. Let them get inside and spring the trap. Wait for my signal to engage. Over.
Copy that.
I can't believe I was right.
Miracles do happen, Nelson. Let's just hope that they find that hidden door.
Well, that cheese to the mousetrap is that STIP emulator in that false room. I'm sure they have their tracker.
Move in and secure the building. Alright, let's go. You're not going to need that, Nelson. That Hongan will never surrender. He'll take out as many of us as he can before it's over for him. I have a little surprise for them.
Gas?
Just enough for a little nap. Alright, give the air a little time to clear. They'll be out for several minutes. Then open the door and cuff them. Watch the Hongan. Take him out if he moves.
That couldn't have gone any better.
That was great work, Nelson. Too bad we can't give you a citation for excellence.
That's okay. I'm a rookie. I wasn't even here.
I'm sure Pyramid will see that you're duly honored.
I don't know about that, but I do know one thing.
Yeah. There will be two very upset detectives when they find out that the feds have collared another one of their cases.
Gabby, what's our status?
Approaching outer marker for landing. Everyone needs to go and get strapped in.
I'm staying right here.
Listen, Lenora. There are only 3 seats in our cockpit, and I am not giving up my captain's chair. So I suggest you move it.
Master Lister, we're on final approach to Charlie 3 Papa Oscar. Make sure you and the guard are strapped in. I'll remain in the cockpit.
Gabby, do we have a final clearance for landing?
This airfield is operating under visual traffic rules. Our approach is being monitored by the nearby IDF airbase.
You better not give them any reason to suspect we're on here, or my pilot will end your flying career.
Listen, Lenora, I have enough to do right now than listen to your jaws flap. Now I suggest you get yourself secured for landing. Charlie Traffic, this is the Ulysses on final for the active. We are full stop.
I want to know what to expect when we land.
Our allies have been gathering the loyal troops to meet us at the airport. Lord Lister will organize them, then we'll plan our revenge on Whiffy.
Brace for landing. I hate to burst your bubble there, Chatterbox, but the aerodrome is empty. There's not a single soldier in sight. Oh my.
As Lister's plans failed, what new adventures lie ahead for the men and women of the SIS in Baltimore, The Idea, and Agent Simon? Find out in the first episode of Season 6, Reboot.